This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. Make sure you smash them like buttons, guys. All the links are in the description down below. We're getting into today about abilities and DNA upgrades, the 12 strands of angelic DNA, how they're blocking the sun with the chemtrails, not just the chemtrails, but other techniques like gene inhibitors and gene modifiers to stop certain people from getting these powers as the sun is reinstating ancient consciousness. This is why we're seeing them, you know, try to block it out. And I have a special guest with us today to bring this information to you. Now, guys, if we use any code words like code red, we're obviously talking about what got us locked down for 2 years. Okay. So just know that you can go on occultdecode.com and any code word you hear us say, you can follow along right on there. That's my boy, Paranoid American. He built that website. Shout out to him and paranoidamerican.com. Make sure you check out truthmafia.com and truthfultv.com. And we also, down in the link below, you'll see all of our links, all my guest links, Ani Osoru, his website's coming really soon, Nagaverse Network. And Ani, how you doing today, brother?
What's going on, Tommy? Let's get into it, bro. I've been waiting to get into this stuff for a minute. I had a video earlier, and we were covering some of this stuff, and you were dropping some good information before we got on here. So I'm just ready to dive into information.
Me too, brother. I got a video that I want to share with you and the people and then kind of segue into that conversation. It's about targeted individuals. And I got this theory through astrology and numerology, our astrological charts. I believe they know who we are when we reincarnate. People like me and you, you know, if you look at our birth cards and everything, we were literally born to do exactly what we're doing, to be teachers. I just did a breakdown on my whole situation, and I'll show it after to show what I'm talking about. But let me play this video, brother, and then me and you will conversate on that. Kind of like Jupiter ascending, Ani. Remember how in Jupiter ascending through her astrological chart, they knew exactly who she was through reincarnation. So that's what made me look into it. And I believe who they call Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, whoever he was. I think he was a teacher that was bringing a message to the people that they killed many times, not just once. But that's my theory on the whole situation.
After 9/11 and the birth of Homeland Security, fusion centers were set up to monitor U.S. citizens. And the U.S. Department of Justice legalized non-consensual experiments on the public. These fusion centers employ civilians to target individuals and harass them, intimidate them, vandalize their property, and interfere with their day-to-day life. This is known as gang stalking. Former high-ranking FBI agent Ted Gunderson reported in 2011 that himself and thousands of others were being targeted. FBI agent Mike German confirmed this as well. Several federal agents have reported that they were targeting individual Americans, including people who were simply pro-life, and that they were pressured to put more people on their targeting lists to legitimize more federal funding. These Homeland Security fusion centers are able to put any American citizen on the terrorist watch list without any reason or due process. In 2012, NSA whistleblower William Binney reported that the feds are conducting comprehensive surveillance on nearly every U.S. citizen and targeting whomever they please. In 2014, Glenn Greenwald exposed the methods used to target individuals, such as hacking into people's social media accounts, posing as that person, and contacting their friends and coworkers. TargetedJustice.com is currently working on suing the federal government for targeting individual U.S. citizens with different high-tech weapons, including directed energy weapons. The Havana Syndrome, when diplomats in Cuba were attacked with directed energy weapons, was not an isolated event. There are thousands of individuals who claim to be under this same sort of attack, and they have the scars to prove it. As far back as 1976, The technology to remotely alter brainwaves has existed, including voice-to-skull technology that allows the government to directly transmit voices into people's brains. As bad as all this is, it is likely to get much worse. In 2017, Dr. James Giordano gave a lecture on the latest government technologies to target individuals, such as neuroweapons to control brain function and modify memories.
I'm looking to target key individuals who may then be influential to relative aspects of their representative groups. I can affect individuals' brain functions in a variety of different ways, both positively and negatively, by engaging or disengaging nodes and networks of the brain that therefore affect their cognitions, emotions, and ultimately their behaviors. Something my colleague Jamie Canton likes to play with an awful lot is the idea of specialized neural operations. And here, once again, we're talking about the use of either drugs and or devices to modify the integrity of brain function that we realize can also modify individuals' perception of time and space. We talked earlier about how these may be used in interrogation scenarios, and this too may be used against key individuals to be able to modify their perception of time, their perception of what occurred and what did not, memory modification, etc.
Nanoparticulates that can give an individual a stroke.
So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain, and does one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds.
He explains how they can make people sick with an undetectable illness to make them go crazy.
What I'm doing is I'm using a dispersion methodology to be able to infect sentinel cases with a highly morbid condition. These individuals complain. Again, this is a central nervous system condition. So they're complaining of whatever the bug may do. It'll produce some cascade of neurological and neuropsychiatric signs and symptoms. What I've now done is I've got every individual who is diagnostically hypochondriacal, and I've got every individual who's the worried well flooding the public health system, banging on the door. The CDC comes back and says, nonsense, that's not real. I come back and say, that's fake news.
He says they can already control insects and use them to deliver bioweapons.
I infiltrate that bug's nervous system and I control the way it moves. By controlling the way it moves, I control the way it goes. I control its wings pattern. I control where it hovers, where it flies, where it articulates. And what I can also do is I can then couple this to a very, very small scale set of either biosensors or cameras. And what I basically have here is a bio drone. I can go one step further on. I can also impregnate that individual organism, with a very small-scale weaponizable delivery mode. In other words, if I'm using a very, very small-scale bioweapon, such as a very potent organotoxin, or the delivery of a very small level of microbes that we know can either replicate and infect, or is genetically modified to have a very, very high morbidity effect, I can then utilize this not only as a reconnaissance drone, but also as an infiltrative weaponizable drone that can then deliver some payload.
So, you know what I'm saying? They're able to take us out. They know exactly who we are. And guys, right. through our astrological charts and our alignments, I've seen this over and over again. We are in some type of organic simulation. We truly are. Every person is born with two destiny cards, right? One destiny card and two of your tarot cards. My two is the 12th card, the Hangman, and the Empress, the number three. I'm a 10 of diamonds. The 10 and the Empress, they're teachers. This is why I do exactly what I do. I was born to do what I do. Now, check this out, y'all. My birthday is January 17th, right? 10 is 17. I'm a 10 of diamonds. Diamond is 83. I was born in 83. The 12th card, 1 plus 2 is 3. I'm a life path 3. The Empress is 3. So it's all threes. So once you learn what type of energies is vibrating with your frequency, what aligns up with you, you can use that to your benefit. And the elites use it too. They use it to their benefit. It's used in ancient alchemical magic. It's deeper than people know, the science to it all, which Ani's amazing at breaking down the science to the colors and the numbers and how each number holds a energy signature. Now, down in the description is a link if you would like to get your astrology reading or numerology. We do email, call in. It's a 30-minute call. I gather all your information, and at the end I send you a detailed report with all your information. info and a little chart like this, a slide. So yeah, Ani, I think they know who we are, brother. Just like in damn Jupiter Ascending, you know, these bastards, they're monitoring us, and certain people like us, they consider threats maybe. And I think, brother, that's where the whole black goo situation comes in. This third string and DNA, how in the jabs, in the code red jabs, it blocks your angelic DNA from activating, right? We know that we have the 44 base pairs in the human. You have 22 pair DNA model stereo images. The elites want to add 22 more with nanotechnology, three strands of 22, which when you look at the numerology of it, it's right there, guys. Corona 66, black goo 66, third strand DNA, 22 plus 22 plus 22 is what? 66. The two towers fell. They symbolated the destruction of the two strands of DNA, and the third world, the one World Trade Center was erected, that third strand of DNA, which binds you into this system that they want you trapped in, a matrix, with inside of a matrix. And go ahead, brother Ani.
No, the 322 code is a Babylonian mathematical equation speaking on how navigation came forth through trigonometry. You look into the Plimpton code. That's why the Skull and Bones love 322 so much, because you have to be able to navigate not only this physical 3D simulation, you want to be able to navigate the spiritual realm, which when it comes to esotericism and metaphysics, understanding the quantum physics of it, I provide classes for people to understand that aspect, because even though they're dropping the nanotechnology from the skies through all the chemtrails and these things, these code words that we use, we have to understand they can never touch the scintillas, the quantum makeup of your soul. They can't touch that, so they know that. So what they have to do is reconfigure the way that we reincarnate through the birth canal of this realm, which is why they're giving us the code red to adjust the DNA, just as you were saying, so they can configure a new type of being, which I call the neon humans.
Wow. The neon humans. And guys, Ani's Patreon link is down below. He has one of the most phenomenal Patreons ever. Me personally, I actually pay for it. His stuff on there is next level. You think he's bringing fire information on here? There's only so much he can touch on his YouTube, which is YouTube's Ani Asoro. All social media links below. But yeah, bro, your Patreon, you get into some of the most amazing discussions about these type of discussions right here.
Yeah, and not only that, if you go deep in my Patreon, you might find even deeper stuff. I'm trying to resimplify things right now because I have a lot of new people coming on Patreon from them doing what you just posted earlier, gang stalking. They actually erase my YouTube and my Instagram and wipe me away. So I had to restart and everything. And they've been tracking me for a while. You can ask some people from our group, like Natalie, when we used to only have three people on a phone call. Now we have thousands of people listening to this information. Back when we had three people on the call, they used to have this person come on the phone line. It was only three people, and he would just snore through the whole entire time with us speaking about this type of information we're covering today. It would just be a guy snoring every time we have a call, and we would ask everybody to mute their phone. Everybody would mute up. The person was not on the call. They were actually tapping in into the call, and they were snoring and shit. So that gang stalking stuff is absolutely real. And I know a lot of you out there, you've been targeted. There's been all types of energy weapons used on our master teachers, people who share this information. They've been taking them out for years, probably centuries. I don't know. But we have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely do. And Colleen, one of my followers, she sent a video on it. Man, she sent some crazy stuff in my new Facebook group, Truth Mafia, over on the new Truth Mafia Facebook page. There's like only 5,000 followers, 4,000. But she sent, I mean, dude, you could see some type of gray looking entity. I think them things are interdimensional demons. I don't think they're what they tell us they are. Maybe archons, whatever. There's some type of interdimensional entity from the lower eighth sphere, the lower astral plane. But dude, Colleen had that video where you could clearly see it. It had some type of cloaking technology in this tree by her house. So my people are sending me videos from all around the world of drones outside their house, them being targeted, them being hit with direct energy weapons, even being attacked on a spiritual level, Ani, you know. Maybe you have some stuff in that.
Yeah. I actually, when I do share my info in the sec here, when I give my presentation, they just released today on 9/6/2023 that scientists have announced that they've successfully created an entity. They successfully grown. It's scientists have grown an entity that closely resembles an early human embryo. So if they can grow things that resemble a humanoid species, that's getting into, you know, 101's whole breakdown of the homunculus, they definitely can grow something from a nano perspective, some type of demonic, or I call it archonic, more Gnostic entity for surveillance and invasion of our spiritual auric fields to compromise and try to reverse configurations of this angelic code, this more what I call the Perugic code. There's light frequency beyond this realm, bro. It's not just a color spectrum confinement of violet light, white light, all the way down to infrared, you know, and up gamma rays and all of that. That's cool and everything, but there's a light coded frequency outside of the spectrum that they know of, and that's the higher realms of the Perugia-like light that Gnostic scholars used to speak about. They call them aeons, and Sophia was the aeon that bestowed this 3D holographic matrix that Yahweh rules over. But there's aeons before Sophia. Sophia has progenitors before her, and those progenitors have even more aeons before them until it gets back to the monad, which the monad is the God collective consciousness that we're all trying to tap back into.
Yeah, man, them archonic entities are, they're real, man. You know, I get into a little astral projection in my deprivation tank weekly, and I've seen some crazy shit in the astral plane. And I think these entities are talking about, these archons or these aeons, these eons, which Gordy Rose was talking about when he, you know, had that interview where he said, the D-Wave quantum computer, we are literally summoning the ancient ones, the Lovecraftian old ones. That's what they're working with. They're getting this advanced technology through these entities. And we can go back to the 1900s with Crowley's Elantra workings, where he first made contact with Lamb that looks exactly like one of these gray aliens, right? And then his protege carried it on, Jack Parsons, during the Babylon workings in 1946, he opened the portal even more, and boom, the very next year we have aliens show up, which I believe are some interdimensional entity from the lower astral plane that is tricking these morons into thinking they're some advanced alien race when they're really, they couldn't be further from it.
Yeah, you got to get into the anti-God information, the anti-reality science, the positron. The quantum physics of it is that a positron goes in the opposite direction of the electron, and that's how the UFOs are popping in and out of these dimensions. That's why they're beginning to discern the differences of these anti-gravitic ships and how they come into what they call our atmosphere. I actually believe they come out the ocean. I think we look too much in the sky and don't even understand that most of these things are aquatic, that comes from deep within the earth. I do believe that there is another sun within the earth, which we're going to get into the sun information real soon, because they've been heavy on the sun rituals, just like the Maui symbol. The capital symbol is the sun. It's crazy. And today I want to talk about the double sun simulation and how there's been other suns popping in this dimension all along. They've just been covering it up with these chemtrails or these contrails. Contrails, chemtrails, they're similar, but they can literally hide what's going on in the sky by placing these small nano smart dust particles, or what they call it, particulates, up in the sky, and they're hiding what's actually happening. What's happening is that another dimension is merging with ours.
Yep. I've been teaching this for a long time, haven't I, guys? The merging of the two dimensions, the whole 9/11, yeah, it symbolizes the two strands of DNA collapsing, the one coming up, but it also is the merging of the two realities, the two becoming the one. And they're trying to merge these two timelines using CERN to open up a portal to what they call Nibiru or Wormwood. It has many ancient names. People call it different things. You know, I believe it's the lower astral plane. They would talk about this star opening up in the sky, right? This eight-pointed star. And then these gods would come through this star. Now, I've linked this eight-pointed star over and over again in cuneiform, Inanna's name. We see the eight symbol, and this eight is key. That's why they changed the logo to Meta. The eight, it represents life, death, rebirth, the infinity sign. CERN has the eight bars going around in front of the Vatican. It has the eight spokes on the wheel, which kind of looks like a key, the key to the abyss, if you will. And I believe that this nanotechnology, Ani, this black goo is to block people from getting their angelic DNA from activating, but also it's a storehouse for demonic consciousness. It allows these entities that they're working with to use you kind of as an avatar. Have you ever thought into that perspective of it, brother?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the eight-pointed star, I would love to hear anything you know on that as well, bro.
Well, yeah, the star Shamash. Yeah, the eight. There were eight deities called the Ennead going back to Egypt. The ninth entity is supposed to represent the child Horus, which is the person's soul. So prototypically is eight. The nine represents you. There's a lot of esotericism that you have to break down to understand these symbologies of what they mean when they get these configurations of geometric patterns, the geometry or the sacred geometry that they're using. There's mathematics to it. There's quantum physics to it. And there's, of course, metaphysics that have esoteric details into mythology. And mythology are characters describing the actions of physics. So they're using certain deities to describe what's happening on a physics level. But I believe the DNA template is being upgraded and downgraded at the same time. They're trying to use the nano synthetic biology to downgrade it while it's being upgraded. Because if you think about it, in 500 years, we went from castles and carriages to artificial intelligence. How wild is that?
That's wild. That's real. That's real. Pretty wild. And like you said, Ani, it's all about control, brother. Just think, if you have this stuff inside of you, you know, and someone in the comments, they said, are they birthing a new race with the whole code red jabber? Oh yeah, of course they are. Mm-hmm, yeah. 100%. And, I'm sure Ani could elaborate on that more, but the main thing is, guys, okay, let me break this down real quick. So,
go ahead, bro.
We know Corona happened on what day, guys? 3/11, right? It's declared a pandemic. Now, if you go 102 years prior to that, on 3/11, 102 years earlier, what was it? The Spanish flu on the exact day, which was the mass rollout of the electric grid, right? And it's dirty electric. It doesn't vibrate with our frequency. There's a whole earth grid that's vibrating with our energy that we can be tapped into. And we had free energy. I just did a whole video breakdown on this. It's up on my Instagram, Tommy Truthful TV. You guys can check it out there. I'll get it up on truthmafia.com later. But Donut was talking about how Burning Man was a simulation for the power outages. And in his live, he mentioned Canada's power outages on July 8th of 2022. Well, I don't think he brought the, I don't know if he brought the date up or not, but he definitely was talking about them power outages. So, you know me, I got to look into everything. I take that date. I trace it until Burning Man's event happens on the date that it was trending news, September 3rd. And then the 4th was Beyonce's birthday, her 42nd birthday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, connected to the bee. She's the queen bee, and the bee represents what? The Merovingian bloodline, this hive mind, this dynasty that they're trying to build and hook us all into. We see the bee symbolism in Jupiter ascending. We see it in the Merovingian's bloodline. We see it in the Mormons. I mean, we see it over and over again.
It's in Candyman, too.
Yep, and Candyman, Wu-Tang, the Killer Bees. Me and Donut are working on Illuminati bees right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll get you in on that, Ani. We were talking about interviewing you and some other people on it. So anyways, 452 days from that event, guys, which when you're breaking down elements and looking at this, you want to use Chaldean as your base. So if you ever get like a 45 cipher, go look at the element 45 and then look at the atomic weight of that element. And you'll look in the Latin cipher, which is Jewish, for the atomic weight. So from that day, 452 days later, America is attacked as 452. And check this out. The threats posted by EMPs, they said 90% of the population will die. Rhodium is an element used in clean vehicle emissions. This is all part of their carbon tax. They're going to knock the power grid down to flip us over to their digital currency, right? And the 102 is the atomic weight, which, guess what? Cash equals 102 in Latin, matching Art of War, Event 201. I just told you, 102 years before Rona happened on 311 was the Spanish flu and the mass rollout of the electric grid. I believe this dirty electricity also interferes with our field, our energy field, our natural energy field that they're dumbing down, right? And trying to block that frequency, because people would have abilities, psychic powers, all kinds of stuff, guys. Art of War is also 102, just to let you know. So, and then you see America is attacked equals 45 in Chaldean, matching power out. But this power out is tied into the coronal mass ejections, how that's reinstating ancient consciousness and activating them 12 strands of DNA that Ani's going to definitely elaborate on. But yeah, I just found a lot of connections, brother, to this dirty energy grid and them blocking our energy. And then so I see Spanish flu happens on 311, Corona happens on 311. Guess what portal equals, Ani? 311. The black goo is opening a portal within your body and allowing them to use that. Like I said, these entities use you as an avatar, but even more, what they're trying to do is open this portal via CERN, and they didn't have enough energy to do it. They use 13.6 trillion electron volts. That didn't work. So now they're going to harvest the energy of the people. And they showed us this in Warcraft. In Warcraft, when they open the portal, that he has all them entities in the cage, and he sucks the energy out of them, and that opens the interdimensional gateway for these entities to come through. Did you ever see that movie, Ani?
Which movie?
Warcraft.
No, I haven't seen Warcraft, but it's another connection.
Go ahead.
I got to see that one.
Yeah, you got to see it, brother, because it's showing us, you know, we know how in movies it's predictive programming, lesser magic. Me and Paranoid American getting that every Saturdays at 9:11 p.m. on Conspiracy Cinema Saturday. Last Saturday we did Indiana Jones and the Spirit Destiny and the new one. It was pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I gotta
get in. Yeah, you gotta check that out, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in with y'all with that, because I'm getting back on my decode of movies and TV series. So I gotta have some stuff with you guys. But another movie you gotta look into is Johnny Mnemonic, I think it's 1998, Keanu Reeves. I think it's like part one to The Matrix, low-key, but it's about a wet wire circuitry that he has in his head. It's like a chip that he has in his head. We know what that's connected to. And basically it holds the information to cure the world from this virus called NAS. And NAS is a acronym for nerve attenuation shakes. They call it the black shakes. And we know what the code red does. You get these shakes. You start shaking in your bed and stuff like that. And it happened back in 1998. And it's interesting because the rapper Nas has came out with three consecutive albums called King's Disease. And within the movie Johnny Mnemonic with Keanu Reeves, the guy at the end of the movie says, "What is it?" He says, "It's a electric virus." That's what it's called. It's called Johnny Mnemonic. He says, "Electric virus." He said, "It's everywhere. It's inside of you. It's outside of you. It's corrupted." But he did. He mentioned something like his dirty electromagnetism or something like that. So they're messing with things on that level that I believe. And there's a lot of connections because the sun is the king. The name of the album is called King's Disease. Look at the album cover. The album cover of King's Disease that came out with the rapper Nas was 38 years old when he released that album. Then what happened in Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, the Wicker Man, which is connected to Burning Man. The Wicker Man was older than Burning Man. Burning an effigy was actually burning actual humans to Moloch inside of an effigy as a sacrifice called the Wicker Man. And Chadwick became the Wicker Man when they sacrificed him back in, 2020, when the Dodgers won the World Series, and he played in the movie 42 when he was a Dodger. He was Jackie Robinson. And Jackie Robinson was on the 759th Battalion, which was called the Black Panthers in the military. So Chadwick Boseman died as T'Challa, the Black Panther. What did he die of? He died of a disease, a virus, and he's the king of Wakanda, King's Disease. And it's interesting because the same day King's Disease was released was the same day that the new Black Panther came out last year. So they put all of this all together. I just wanted to make that point that the king is the sun in astrology. And of course, we're talking about the sun virus. And I'm going to get into the five creation myth of the suns from Aztec, Toltec mythology and how the 12-strand DNA connects with all of that.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, brother. And then, you know, they got this whole false sun simulator, which I have the patents for on my website, and solar simulator is 51 matching Luciferianism, which when did they start the Illuminati on 5-1 of 1776. So yeah, it's just very, very interesting that they're putting out these artificial simulators, hitting us with this artificial frequency, you know, and it just blows my mind the type of evil these people are on. But it's all about control, guys. And they ban this free energy technology, right? They don't want us to know about that, which free energy is 41. Remember, Kobe died at 41. 41 days later, Pop Smoke's kill put an ambulance number 41. 41 days after the 2017 Great American Eclipse that made the first giant X going across America, the one coming up on April 2024, makes the other X right over the New Madrid fault line. And guess what, guys? The halfway point between that, it was December 14th when the vaccines went live in America during the Corona eclipse in Argentina. And 13 years prior to that date, the movie I Am Legend came out, Will Smith, where a zombie apocalypse comes, and these are super soldier zombies from The Cure, not the virus. And in that movie, the helicopter crashes just like Kobe in front of the Verizon building, and it's an orange helicopter. You know, orange is 33. It's a warning code in the occult. So, it's to me, it's just mind-boggling how it all ties into each other, bro. And then element 41 is niobium. Niobium, bro. Niobium is used in superconductor magnets, and it has the atomic weight of 92, which dialed in is 92, banned is 92. That frequency that has been banned. I mean, Ani, just look at how many people they've killed, bro, for coming out with this type of technology, which it's not new. It's just it's ancient knowledge that's been banned, right? We're not allowed to have it.
Yeah, and the other connection with December 14th, with Sarah Lindsay getting the first jab in Jamaican Queens, was the same day that I Am Legend came out with Will Smith, Will Smith's family died in the helicopter crash. Will Smith is from Philadelphia. Kobe's from Philly. Will Smith goes to Los Angeles, or he becomes the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bel is a Sumerian Babylonian god of the air, and Lucifer is called the Prince of Air. And during the time of, you know, the Code Red, they were attacking what? The air, the lungs. And the I Am Legend movie is interesting because Will Smith last year, he did the slap heard around the world during the Oscars with Chris Rock. And what was it over? It was over Jada Pinkett saying that she had a disease called alopecia. Well, if you put that graphic back up, niobium, there's a Greek goddess named Niobe that niobium is named after. And Jada Pinkett plays a character named Niobe in the new Matrix movie. Well, she was in all of the Matrix movies. Her name is Niobe. And in the mythology of Niobe is a spider goddess that eats her kids. So are Will and Jada sacrificing their kids? The question. They're probably next.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. And I'm also seeing a lot of connections right now to another element, Ani, which I thought of you, Neptunium. Neptunium, and it's connected to this whole nuclear event, which ties into the sun and reinstating ancient consciousness. I see that Neptunium tied into our DNA. You know, which goes right there with the DNA activation and stuff that we're talking about today. And could you talk about that a little, brother? Like how people are getting these powers? And what it always remind me of is, you know, I'm not a huge Bible thumper. I know they rewrote the whole Bible, but I do have a relationship with the creator, source consciousness, the creator of all things. And we respect all religions. Whatever your religion is, that's cool. If it helps you be a better person, if that's Jesus Christ, that's what's up. If it's Allah, that's what's up. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? But in the Bible, it said in the final days, the bloodline of David will be like the Elohim. And Elohim was a plural. It was entities, and we see it in the superhero movies where we see all these people getting powers and special abilities. We've seen it in Project Power, and I was just curious maybe if you could elaborate on some of that for us, and if you have anything you want to share on the screen, Ani, you can present it and I'll share your screen, brother.
Well, interesting with your I'm about to share it right now. Interesting with that last statement that you just made, the most important super character or superhero is who? Superman. And Superman gets his power from the sun. And you said the Davidic lineage, David's bloodline, which Christ is a part of. He's a part of the Davidic bloodline. The Davidic covenant is what they call it. Superman, one, he has a name, a Kryptonian name called Kal-El. And they said that Elohim will get the powers back in the end time. So that's that connection with Superman. And he has that S on his chest, which I can decode, which is connected to the Rothschild family, that whole Superman on his chest. But first I want to give a shout out to my,
go ahead. I want to add one thing before I forget. With the Neptunium connection too, Ani, the atomic weight is 237, bro. And we just had that Superman, the last one till 2037. Gamma code equals 237, brother. And the new Apple movie, that's all, it's an Apple series. I'm about to do a breakdown on it. It's all about global warming. And it starts out with in the year 2037, the whole world's being destroyed. So they have to go down to Antarctica and rebuild these cities. So it's crazy that 20, that 237 number, I keep seeing it. And of course it's gamma code, which I did a full breakdown. If you guys look on the blue fire code on truthmafia.com, you'll see the 237, what I'm talking about. And that just blew. Do you know anything about 237? But I thought of Neptunium, cause you're always talking about the Neptunium rituals on your Patreon. And, you know, I thought of you instantly when I was decoding that, brother.
Not far as 237. I'm pretty sure I have some notes on, I think I've seen a couple of numbers. I call them the control numbers on my Patreon. I teach gematria classes, angelic number classes. They also have demonic numbers that they attach a lot of rituals to. But 237 is probably a control number. I have to look at my notes. But 247 is important right now. 247 is, well, right now America is in its 247th anniversary as a country. And this is the 247th anniversary of the Illuminati at the same time. And there's a person I want to speak about right here in the right corner named Steve Harwell, who passed away on the 247th day of the year, which is 9/4 when Burning Man started. And I have some stuff correlated with that. But first, I want to give a shout out to my friend and my graphic designer and my assistant, Brittany. She's a beast with these graphics. She just understands the angular relationship with colors and graphic design with creativity detail. So if y'all can, if y'all need y'all graphics design for anything, whether it's a wedding or whatever, if you're doing breakdowns of metaphysics, you can email her at victoryincolor@gmail.com. And she can get you right with that. But yeah, the symbol of the sun.
She does a phenomenal job. Shout out to her. You know, I'll definitely plug her too in the future for you. Shout out to her for that. So check her out, guys. Check her out.
Yeah, she keeps Ani going, y'all. So please get some graphics from her. But the symbol of the sun is an encyclopedic iconography, meaning the light of God, the sun Sirius, or the Ophian wheels. There is a symbolic interpretation multidimensionally of the sun as defining what linguistics is, alphanumeric gematria, astrology, or symbolic components. The sun symbol within itself is a very complex science, because it goes into multiple discourses and multiple disciplines. So we're defining what the sun is today. And I have some connections. The first is with this guy, Steve Harwell. He was in the band called Smash Mouth. Now, he had to retire back in 2018 because he put I don't know if I can say that word, but the N-A-Z-I salute up. He put that up in the sky. And yeah, they had just to shut him down.
The German army. That's how me and Paranoid American. Yeah, that's one word. I don't know why, man. Anytime I mention it, they take my whole video down.
Yeah.
So, well, we know why. We know who was really part of that movement. You know, Adolf Hitler is half Khazarian from the Caucasus Mountain region, where the word Caucasian comes from. We know who they truly are. And it's part of the Anglo-Saxon little mafia. They could say they're any religion, guys. They're really Sabbatean Frankist, which is Satanist. That's what they really are. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but it's cool. It's all correlates. The German army, him putting up that salute symbol. And he dies on the 247th day of the year. The Illuminati is 247 years old. And Adam Washup founded the Illuminati on 5/1, 1778. So like 51, Steve Harwell equals 51. Illuminati equals 150. Steve Harwell equals 51. I mean, Illuminati equals 150. And Steve Harwell equals 150. So there's a correlation to a Illuminati sacrifice of this guy on 9/4. And I think it connects Tommy to this Burning Man ritual. Now, he became famous, him and Smash Mouth, the band, became famous in 1994. Here's the 94. Remember, he passed on 9/4. Even the rapper Quavo from Migos, he spotted yesterday with the 9 or 9/4 jersey on. he's all over YouTube. I just opened my YouTube. They put up a graphic with the 94 jersey on. So they're venerating this control number right now. Yeah, I was like, come on, man. I know what that means.
It's a huge control number. Ani, coronavirus pandemics 94. NASA established was on a date with 94. Numerology, aliens 94. SpaceX 94. And Project Bluebeam was leaked to the public in 1994. So there you go.
Well, the same year that Bluebeam was leaked to the public, Steve Harwell started the band Smash Mouth with his manager, and they released a song that year called Walking on the Sun. And the lyrics, I won't read the lyrics on here. I did a full breakdown. You guys can go to my Patreon, or you can look up the lyrics yourself. We're just pressed for time here. But the lyrics is real weird. It actually predicts the 2023 Burning Man festival that Donut break down. That's why I wanted Donut actually to talk about that. He probably doesn't have that information, because the same day Burning Man had this whole mud event because of raining from the weather weapon, you had this guy Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth die, and it's very much correlated to him. Matter of fact, his manager, if you look up his manager, what is his manager name again? Oh, I got it right here. His manager put up on Wikipedia, Robert Hayes. The last words he says about Steve is that Steve lived a 100% full throttle life. Then he says something very strange, bro. He says, burning brightly across the universe before he burned out. And I said, that's a weird thing to say about your friend. You know, and he's 56 years old. That guy you just mentioned, Adolf, he died at 56. Royal family equals 56. His name, Stephen, means crown. Stephen means crown. And the king this year was coronated on May 6th, 5/6. You know, so the 56 connection is very prevalent.
And not to mention, Adolf died on 4/30, which was that's the day that the Church of Satan was founded. And it is Travis Scott's birthday, which had that whole Astro World ritual with a big freaking portal behind him as he was sacrificing his fans, with the eight fans originally died, the eight pillars of flame on stage, back to that eight symbol. But yeah, 56 too, bro. Trump handed power to FEMA on 3/13 of 2020, which is a date with 56 numerology. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Power out is 56. And Satan is mentioned 56 times in the King James Bible. Just saying.
It all connects. Yep. Very much connects. And there's a correlations all of this orange, because Walking on the Sun, that sounds like a Burning Man. That's the song that he wrote. And Burning Man happens. And the interesting thing about Burning Man, it didn't become a big event into a club called the Cacophony Society joined in through San Fran. And their old name or title of their whole group was called the Suicide Club. So when the Suicide Club joined with this guy named Larry Harvey and Jerry James, the creators of Burning Man, that's when it became big, when thousands of people started coming to this event in Black Rock City. And Black Rock City is interesting. Black Rock in Gematria equals 52. You know, the company Black Rock that owns everything, that's the main headquarters of Black Rock is in New York on 52nd Street. 52nd Street, and there's some weird connections.
Flood is 52 too, brother, and they said it was a flood. Just a real little quick breakdown too. I told Donut, you know, the whole thing. Jacob Israel was talking about how Kanye West, during his Balenciaga walk, that thing he did in 2022, he literally has a hat on with 2023, and it looks like Burning Man. Go back and watch the Balenciaga video. I think it was some predictive programming shit for Burning Man. And on truthmafia.com, I did a breakdown on Jacob Israel's video, and I connect it with the dates and everything and the numerology. It'll blow your mind, guys. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I believe that. And not to mention Flood equals 52. The military admitted to the creation of a weather weapon in 1952 on the Jesuits' establishment date August 15th. That's the Jesuit's birthday. And the more interesting thing, there's a guy who was there named Oliver Anthony. This guy named Oliver Anthony wrote the song Richmond. What is it called? Richmond Goes to Richmond. Richmond North of Richmond. It's like the number one song in the country. He's a country artist, I believe. And he wrote this song, and it's interesting because he's at Burning Man too. Let me just pull a picture of him right over here. So the connection with him, Oliver Anthony equals 52 as well. And if you look into that song that he came out with, Richmond, North of Richmond, is some Illuminati connections. The first sentence of his song is, "I've been selling my soul." That's literally the first sentence. That's the first sentence. And this song, Richmond, North of Richmond, was released on August 8th. August 8th was the same day that the Maui fires begin. So is it a coincidence that the artist who wrote the song goes to Burning Man on 9/4 and Richmond, North of Richmond, equals 94 again in Gematria? So that's another connection to that. And I believe all of the burning, the fire, the sun is connected to the House of Orange. You ever heard of the House of Orange, bro?
Yes, sir, I have. And the orange, Ani, is connected to these ember rituals, the amber rituals, which I broke down, which are the months of September, October, November, mm-hmm. December. We're in the ember months of orange when the sun dies and goes into its ember state or its amber state. Yep. Yeah, I've heard of the House of Orange too, and it's a very powerful bloodline that has intermarried into many different bloodlines, like the Merovingian bloodline.
Right. Well, we better watch out for 7/21/2023 when this Oppenheimer film comes out. Oppenheimer is the father of the atomic bomb. It's coming out in I don't know how many days, but the film Oppenheimer. Oh, you already watched it? Yeah.
I got all the bootleg shit on fmovies.to. You can watch that shit right now. Oppenheimer. We're way ahead of the game over on Conspiracy Cinema Podcast. But bro, it was crazy. It was very long and kind of drug out. But because Paranoid America wanted to do a breakdown on it, I was like, bro, it's kind of too long and drug out. But it is connected to the nuclear code and the sun code and the DNA code. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I think. The Burning Man, with them walking around, you know, wandering the desert, is simulation of a nuclear bomb, a nuclear event that happened. These people wandering in the wilderness, no water, no food for like 2 to 3 days. I think the power outage is good with what Donut put together, but I think it's a little bit more deeper.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Maui being 44 days before the release of Oppenheimer, Maui equals 44. And I also made the connection. Yeah, heart too. But the Kundalini fire, all of these fire rituals, I'm asking, was the Maui fire, Burning Man, a inner spiritual phenomenon of an event where they're using AI, like Donut says, to simulate a data tracing of predictive behavior patterns after a nuclear crisis? But Kundalini fire equals 44, just like Maui and cosmic fire. And the Oppenheimer film comes out 44 days afterwards. And of course, Julius Oppenheimer was a Freemason. He was a Sikhist. He worshiped the Hindu god Shiva, which is connected to the Large Hadron Collider, the CERN. And the event of Hiroshima is connected to everything that happened in Hawaii, because the atomic bomb was actually a metaphysical bomb that opened stargates to the anti-gods. It was the most unholy act of all time to split the atom in half. And they did this to understand the applicable nature of extracting energy out of the ether via explosions. So every atomic hydrogen explosion is a huge influx of energy coming from an outside source. And I think this was all an experiment for them to look into how they can open the gates to the anti-gods by blowing up mass places through these explosions. Also, back in Blade Runner 2049, 49, they had the orange, the whole House of Orange connection. Yeah. And just earlier, a couple of months ago, remember the Canadian fires over New York?
Yeah.
With the orange haze.
We just had it too, Ani, with Canada and that same orange color, that same orange scheme, which again ties into the Ember ritual. The FEMA camps, the decapitation. I broke that shit down in such full detail on Truth Mafia, bro. It will blow your mind. And then me and Donut actually did a members only video on it called the Ember Ritual. So when you guys join that Diamond membership, you know, over on truthfultv.com, you get within 24 hours, I send you a link over to all the members only videos, and the Ember Rituals is in that. It's phenomenal. It'll blow your mind, guys. But yeah, it's all. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, bro. Just wanted to connect this actor named Cillian Murphy, who's playing Julius Oppenheimer. He's 47 years old this year. You know, the Masonic comp is set at 47 degrees. What they call it, there's a number 47 is connected to as well, but he's born on May 25th. So from his birthday to September 21st, the Oppenheimer movie release date is exactly 119 days. All CNI 119, the devil equals 119, fireworks, sheeple, killing, suicide, all equals 119. And there was a Time magazine cover that showed 119 weeks before the Maui fire of people setting different countries on fire. And like you said, we're in the Ember months, so expect more fires.
Yeah, and though that's what it's all tied to, these Ember rituals, guys, the Ember months of orange, which orange is 33, you know, and orange is a warning in the occult. You can find the free blog and breakdown on truthmafia.com. And then if you want to watch the members only, just join the Diamond membership on truthfultv.com. Or even if you get the $26 reading down in the description, I'll go ahead and send you the Ember Rituals video for free. You know, I'll throw that in for you so you can watch it and check it out. And a couple other members only videos I'll throw in there for you.
So all of this is sun rituals with the Burning Man, the burning of Maui, this guy Steve Harwell, who wrote the song Walking on the Sun. Oppenheimer himself, who's a occultist, he would later attest that the explosion brought to his mind a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, the ancient Hindu scripture. It says that if the radiance of 1,000 suns were to burst at once in the sky, that it would be like a splendor of the Mighty One. Later, he plucked another passage from the Bhagavad Gita. It says, "Noun, I am death. Noun, I am the destroyer of worlds." So he wanted to become the destroyer of worlds, but it's through these sun rituals. Now, the connection to the sun is metaphysical, because like I said, I believe that something is happening. There's a lot of other orange connections through the sun that's talking about what you said earlier, activation of angelic DNA, 12-strand DNA, I'm going to call it a couple of other things, that they're witnessing happening, popping up on our amino acids. They know that this is popping up right now. Even the Visa logo is showing you that there is another sun coming into play that's activating within a group of people. So in the first universal Melchizedekian lineages, there is a genetic material. It's a group of people that I call Nagas, like Naga consciousness. These group of beings could not coexist in the third dimensional realms. That's the physical plane. So the third dimension was a cosmic laboratory, I believe, for higher consciousness to sift out lower consciousness down and embed it in those fields around certain stars, which stars are nothing but explosions of galactic contractions. A star ain't nothing but a squeezed galactic contraption. And when it bursts, it becomes a sun. A lot of people don't understand the physics of that. So our sun is a hybrid of the Belial ruby energies of the Metatronic reversals of the shadow multiverse bodies. So what I mean is this sun that's in the sky right now, I call it the holographic sun. Even the Chinese, remember the experiment, Tommy, when they did the sun simulator just last year in China, they built this machine to generate the same power. Go ahead.
Yep. They damn sure did. And they've got many of them now. They've launched many solar simulators, which guess what they can do, guys? Burn whole cities. And you got to watch the breakdown we did on Indiana Jones, because about 24 minutes in, you should start watching, guys. He's teaching a class and he mentions a blue line on the screen. And the next thing he says, he talks about Archimedes' mirror, how they burned whole cities. And I connected it all. I decoded the whole thing. Just go watch that video on truthmafia.com. It'll blow your mind. Me, a paranoid American. But yeah, it's all tied into that sun. We're going through these major sun rituals. Now, Ani, do you think a lot of this is a weapon system? They're using some type of harp technology. But I also believe there's an organic sun, like you said, coming into our frequency. And I also agree with you about it being from inner earth, Shangri-La. The pink sun, called Martin Keenan, many different names. I've had Jay Dreams on, RKX, and they both, RKX calls it the Phoenix phenomenon. Jay Dreams calls it the plasma apocalypse. You know, there's different views on it, but that is the event we're in right now. And that's what they're trying to block out and keep control through this great reset, like the last one with the Tartarian mud floods. I don't think they've ever been able to keep full control in a way. And I think that's why they want to download our consciousness to this artificial construct, so they have control of all them souls. Like, say if everything was to go bad and everybody on the planet was just done, there would still be this artificial reality that they created with this quantum computer that they still have control over, a simulation with inside of a simulation.
Yeah, that's the tree of the artificial life that I'll get into. But yeah, I'll talk about the technology here in a second. But just going back in the correlation with what you're talking about, the organic sun, that's what they're showing literally on the Visa symbol. And we know what's happening right now with the banks, the collapsing of banks. But the word Visa translates to the word Vidir, which means to see. It means to see. So the real truth behind the collapsing of banks is the collision of dimensions merging. Because each multiverse has a version of our own universe, a sun. So there's a sun, there's a different sun in every multiverse. Just like when you looked at Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, he entered into the portal and it was all different versions of himself, all different scenarios that happen. So every time we make a decision, we create a split reality of another version where we made an opposite direction or decision that put us in a different direction that we would have been on in the timeline. So the vibratory rate at which a object vibrates at determines what dimension it can materialize into or dematerialize from. So 12-strand activated DNA beings, which I call the Melchizedekian order, are a collective consciousness that has internal limitless vision into the happenings alchemically, from scintillas to the Khufrais. So enter these chemtrails that I'm showing in the background right here. The chemtrails is the technology covering the skies with heavy metals. They're preventing the other dimensions from reaching us. So you have to understand that barium, copper, silicate is what they're spraying. It's a textile dye that separates us from other dimensions. So they're covering up the purple sun, the emerald sun, the crystal diamond sun, or like you said, the pink sun, through the smog of nanotechnology. Because these are archonic cosmic predators, and all they want is to end the process of a third dimensional reincarnation, or at least control it via initiating the soul into virtual augmentation of realities through synthetic biology. That means nanotechnology. And the father of nanotechnology, Tommy, his name is Richard Feynman. He said that it was a concern that nanotechnology, they were literally dropping nano quantum entities into people's heads that he figured out about. So when you walk outside, literally, you should have a hat on because they could drop a nano quantum entity. It's in the food that you consume. It's in the inorganic medicinal agencies that we trusted over these years. And Feynman even used a infrared scanner to see what these entities look like. So this shit is beyond conceptualization. So I'm telling you that there's cosmic predators that's seeding themselves in the symbiosis of genetics of 666 consciousness. And that is esoteric, exoteric. It's a metaphor because there's a lot of meanings to 666 that I can get into. But they use it to create a synthetic biology, a nanotechnology, so they could have a quantum body in the third dimension and kill men and women and stop reincarnation cycles of alchemy.
Yeah, no, 100%. And 666 didn't start out bad. It's us, guys. We are 666. Right. We are the beast. We are carbon. It's the breakdown for the carbon life. So, you know, they've took that, anything sacred and holy, just like 33, which represents the 33 vertebrae, the kundalini travels up, connecting to the pineal gland, your third eye, your spiritual antenna, which they use fluoride to calcify that, to cut you off from the spiritual realm, from the creator, whatever your religion is, that is your truth. So in your reality, that's what's real to you. You know what I'm saying? We should all respect everyone's, but that's what it's all about. Stopping that inner Christ, activating that inner Christos. And what is that that sacrum that comes up? They call it the up the chimney. That's where Santa Claus came from. And there's some type of, could you talk about that a little?
Yeah, it's called the Sushumna. It's called the Bindu seed that comes right up the coccyx from the base of your spine, and it enters and through the chakras, and then it gets into the pineal gland. And the whole story of Santa Claus, him wearing red and black, that's Babylon. Red and black is Babylon. The top of his head, the hat that he wears makes a triangle symbol with the little snowball on top of it. The snowball is eternal consciousness. The triangle represents the pyramid. It connects the mother, the father, the son, which is the hypothalamus gland, the pituitary gland, and the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the sun, going back into sun rituals. So Santa Claus has these elves that's connected to the elves, the gods. The word el means god in Babylonian. And the elves are also connected to the Goetia, so I could get into that too. But they're these workers. If you go back and watch the Tom Hanks movie, Santa Claus, the elves walk up to him and ask him. He asks the elves himself, Tom Hanks as Santa Claus. Well, he isn't Santa Claus yet. He gets knocked out and he appears in this, North Pole rim. The North Pole is the pineal gland. And he asks the elves, who's in charge? And then the elves tell him, you're in charge. And he said, how am I in charge? And they say, he who wears that red and black suit is in charge. So we have the Kundalini fire. We have control over the cosmic fire within us. And we are in charge of our destiny is basically what they're saying. So that's the whole chimney connection. You know, he comes down the chimney. The chimney has what? Soot, this black substance. That's the carbon. That's the carbon that when he comes down there. And what does he do? He bears gifts. The pineal gland gives us gifts, abilities. What did you name the video? Powers, abilities. Yep. So it all connects. But yeah, happening.
Mm-hmm. It does so much, brother. It's actually crazy. And I thought Rachel's perspective on this is pretty interesting. She's a really amazing person. She's been following me for a long time, guys. Go check her page out. She does some amazing breakdowns. She says, I feel the organic sun is the black sun. It's what causes the eclipse, not the moon. The dark archons are piggybacking the natural solar judgment with the artificial fire rituals. It's 50-50 what's happening. They're not creative, just mock and copy organic going on. Mm-hmm. Nibiru and crew is here. So, they definitely are. They can't do what we can, Ani, where we can bring stuff from our mind into a reality. And with practice, imagine if people's pineal gland wasn't calcified, which mine, I've decalcified mine. You can decalcify yours too. Start using turmeric. Do not use fluoride, not in your water, not in your toothpaste. Use charcoal toothpaste. Get some water that's pH'd at 9.5. You know, that's so important, which, hold on one second, reminds me, I just got a box. One of my homegirls from Texas, she sent a whole bunch of water pH at 9.5 to 10.5. And I've been drinking it for 3 days now, bro. Man, it's got me feeling amazing. Ani, Life Source H2O. I'm gonna find out from her what the links are to share. I don't get paid from them. They're not a sponsor of mine. I'm just doing that because I believe in their product. And one of my people that I did a reading on, it's actually her product. So she sent me a whole box of it, and I was shocked by how good it tastes. And, you know, we got to start learning how to decalcify our pineal gland, how to get our energies in line with ourselves. That's why it's so important, guys, to learn your charts and learn what energies vibrate with you. I'm a Capricorn. Saturn is not bad. Saturn puts us to the test. It puts limitations on things. Limitations. Right. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. Okay. There's no such thing as a bad astrological sign, but we're not going to call them planets because that's not what they are. Really, they're other dimensions, other quantum realms, I believe. That's my theory on it. But we must know what energies align with our energetic signature. I think it's so important, and it gets into that whole occult science behind the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, there's a science to water. If you drink enough water, there's like this carbonic ash deep within you that begins to loosen up, and you literally, there's a metaphysical secret that you can become drunk off water, but not drunk in like a way of alcohol. It can literally, if you drink enough water over a time period, and I mean like almost 3 gallons of water for a day, for a couple of months to a year, you will literally probably go into another dimension. You become like spiritually enticed by that much water. So there is secrets to the metaphysics of water waking up DNA within the body. A lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah, there's the girl right there, Serena Murillo. And I actually had a reading with her, Ani. This girl's a soldier, dude. She was popping out a baby on the phone with me, dude. You know what I'm saying? And we had to reschedule our reading. But, I mean, I never seen a woman such a soldier. She was still talking to me. I'm literally talking to her as she's going into labor and stuff. And, yeah, it's her water. So, Serena, you're more than welcome to share a link in the comments so people can see that. You know, and I thank you for sending me that, sweetheart, because it's definitely helped me a lot. I'm gonna definitely get myself some. So yeah, shout out to
Serena. But yeah, bro. So let me just end off with this. So the whole sun ritual. There's a lot of things I could have connected to it. Also, the Maui symbol has the sun on top of the mountain. You remember the Mountain Dew Maui burst. You know, there's a lot of occult connections they have going on.
We'll also do a part two of this because I know, you know, Ani's got work. Yeah, Ani's got work today, guys. But what's that? Pull that graph up with the little superhero on it in the wing disc, the sixth sun. Can you pull that graphic up real quick? That's pretty. Well, now what's that all about? Break that down really fast.
Yeah. So there have been six suns. So the Toltec said that we are on the fifth sun, and the sixth sun is coming in. And basically there's something called the RH factor that we're at war with these other counterfeit spirits, you know? So in the 1930s, they discovered that there were antigens in the blood in a little under half the population of the world. So these antigens mimic the antigens of rhesus monkeys, and it skips generation to generation, but they can't track it now because we are moving into what the scientists describe as this sixth sun, which is when hyperdimensional intelligence will increase. So the Toltec people said that the sun becomes a new sun every few hundred thousand years, and it corresponds to the core within the Earth, which was first, it was called Kepler. In this universe is encrusted into the astrolite's creation, but you can get a movie called The Core that can connect a lot of this stuff, because in the movie there are these particles activated within the internal Earth's sun, which is the core. And when it reaches a certain state, it floods the Earth with electromagnetic energy. So within the core of the Earth, you get this disruption at this moment, and it destabilizes the electromagnetic field of the planet. So in that movie, they find that the electromagnetic grid and the ozone layer that protects our planet from these projection of coronal mass ejections that come through our sun, it correlates to our own Kundalini. So New York, Los Angeles, and Portland all gets hit by these charged rays, and it melts and it collapses. There's even a picture that I have here from the movie where, you know, you always talk about the Golden Gate Bridge, what's going to happen with that. So, but basically what I was showing in that graphic, that a new sun is awakening, and that awakens the magical child that is connected to the pineal gland. So each civilization was destroyed by events orchestrated through this new sun coming into rhythm with the vibratory rate of the cosmos. And the Toltecs speak of these civilizations that were destroyed, and how the children of the corn, the children of the clay, the clay and the wood people were a archon operation. These people, or these civilizations, they were a bit more slow, a little bit more dull, and they had calcified pineals. But there's still wood and clay people amongst us, bro. So I can get into the sixth sun breakdown, how we're getting in part two, I can break down how the sixth sun and the RH factor is being eliminated finally.
Okay, can I show you something? Well, I'm RH null, Ani, me and my son.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I'm done.
We're called the golden blood, which is one of the rarest bloods on this planet. It's a little different than RH negative, but let me show you. Oh, wait a second. Let me put this full screen. Full screen layout. There we go. Okay, so let me show you something, guys. Right, this is RH. There's RH null, and then you what they call the RH factor. What he's talking about, or this golden blood. You should look into the RH null, because it's one of the rarest types on the planet, and there's a very small group that has it. It's a little different. It lacks all of the 61 possible antigens in the RH system. So this is a little different than what Ani's talking about. But what I want to show you here is DNA equals 19 in ordinal and 237 in Fibonacci. Well, the 19th card in the tarot is the sun card, and COVID-19 happened 19 years after 1911, when the 19 hijackers allegedly brought down the towers, brought down the DNA strands, right? So we're on a 19 year metonic moon cycle. And right. Yeah, it's right there. And then gamma code is 237, connected to the sun. The gamma code is linked to the sun. It can awaken old memories and activate special parts in some people's DNA. There are 12 strands of dormant angelic DNA. Some parts of our DNA are useless, what they say, but that's not true. Some think that blocking the sun and giving people shots is a way to stop them from getting special powers, like moving things with their minds and reading thoughts. The Bible mentions in the end times the descendants of David will be like the Elohim. Elohim are beings with special powers. We've seen hints of this idea in movies like Project Power and superhero films like X-Men and the X gene. So yeah, that gamma code, man, which it's the last supermoon until 2037, and it's just crazy. It's all connected to nuclear in the sun, the gamma code. So I found that so fascinating, Ani. You know me, bro. Yeah. I'm always the numbers like you. And it's really fascinating. And guys, we got Ani's website will be coming really soon. And actually, I put up, if you're a member over here, you can be able to use the certain things that you can't use if you're not a member. So if you're a diamond member, you'll see there's more things on the cards of destiny, the birth card calculator, which I've reached out to these websites and I'm working out a deal with them right now to host their thing on truthfultv.com. So now it's available to my people. But guys, if you want to check that out and book something, just go to the booking. Boom, you'll see the different things we offer. Even if you do just the astrology numerology reading here, I'll send you the diamond membership stuff. But you can join the diamond membership right here. Or there's another way that you can join if you go to plans and pricing like this. It's right there. And eventually it is coming down because we're moving everything over to truthmafia.com. And that membership will be $11 a month because I'm working with a couple different people, guys. And we're self-funded. We are fully funded by you guys. So, you know, it costs me money to upload all these videos and to build all these channels. And you know what I'm saying? I have everybody's work, Ani's work getting uploaded, Donut's work getting uploaded, Rex from Leak Project getting uploaded. Me and Rex are on 9/11. Bro, you want to come on 9/11, Ani?
Yeah, me and Rex? Yeah, I would love to do that, man. Let's do 9/11.
Oh, dude, he's a legend, bro. I can't wait to have him on there. We got people like Slinging Stone. Yeah, he's fire, man. Slinging Stone, our boy, see through the script. You know, shout out to my boy right there. He's one of the amazing decoder. I just got his channel done yesterday. You know Script, right?
Yeah, I know See Through Script. He does heavy. I gave a shout out to him on my last YouTube. I said, bro, you make some great slides, man. I had to use one of his slides.
His slides are fire, and he's such a good dude, man. He's so knowledgeable. You know, you can find him on Instagram, See Through the Script. Guys, his account actually got hacked the other day. But yeah, we got a big crew over here, Archaics. And, you know, look, guys, there's a couple people on here that don't get along, right? I don't care about none of that. I love everyone on here. And, you know, people look to me for leadership. So I'm not involved in none of that stuff. I'm not going to speak on that too much. I know you guys know who and what I'm talking about because it's been addressed recently. That's the only reason I'm even talking on it. But I love both of them people. They're both my good friends. And if whatever they got going on, that's between them, right? We're all men. So I don't get involved in that shit. My job is to bring you guys the truth and the best information on the internet. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. We also have the Gematria calculator over here. And that was created by my boy Paranoid American with occultdecodes.com and paranoidamerican.com. And the banned word list is over here, guys. So for example, you type in, wait, hold on. Right there, COVID, code red, the sea urchin, right? Which is the Kraken, the beast from the sea was released. I'm just going to show it. But any banned word you want, you can find over here. Another one I'm not going to show, but I will type it out. The adrenaline, which has to do with the DNA and them harvesting that life force, that energy from children.
Mm-hmm.
Which I probably spelled it wrong. Oh, well, I did show it. Thrill oxide is what that's called. So you don't get in trouble. And that's on Paranoid America's Cult Deep. But, you know, you see how we're all linked together. And Ani, once his site's done, guys, I will host it on both of my websites, truthmafia.com and truthfultv.com. I do all my booking and all my stuff over on truthfultv.com. And then we also have our community over here, which I've had reports that people are having problems posting videos and stuff to the groups right now if you're on your computer or phone. So what you need to do is get the phone app, the Spaces app. When you first click on Truthful TV, a little pop-up comes. You'll have no problems on the phone app. You'll be able to download your stuff, upload it. I don't know why it's doing it. It's actually corrupting your browser. It has nothing to do with me. It's corrupting your actual browser. So there's nothing I can do to change that. You can factory reset your phone. And then once you factory reset your phone, everything will work perfectly again. I've done it over and over again. And stop logging into your Gmail. Don't use your home Wi-Fi, guys. Get a VPN, all right? A good VPN. Use Proton. It's $12 a month. That's some bitch. Right. I got Ani hip to it now. You can put the kill switch on and it triangulates you in a bunch of different locations. But we actually have our own social media platform over here, Ani, where my people share information. They got their own pages. You know, it's kind of set up just like Facebook or Twitter format, which we're adding a bunch of new features too. So Travis does his little breakdown. Yeah, it's dope, man. It's really dope. Well, you're going to have that on your channel as well, you know, that we're building. So it's going to be cool, guys. I'm really excited with everything that's coming. And Ani with Nagaverse Network, and I just want to thank him so much for coming on today. He has to get to work, so we're going to end today's episode. But yeah, all of his links are down below, guys. We love y'all. Knowledge is power. Make sure you go check out Ani Osoru, truthmafia.com. Sure.